is catching heat for how his foundation has functioned. I'm joined by David Farenthold of the Washington Post, who has spent the past few months digging into the Republican nominee's history of charitable donations and his lack of personal contributions to the Trump Foundation. David Farenthold, thank you for talking with us. Tell us first a little bit about the foundation. How is it set up? How is it different from other foundations?
Well, it's quite a small foundation. Trump started it in 1987, and in contrast to other people who have about as much money as Trump does, it doesn't have very much money in it at all. The most money it's ever had was about $3.3 million in 2009. The money it has now is about $1 million total. There's no paid staff. The board of it is just four Trumps, Donald Jr., Eric, and Ivanka, and one Trump organization employee. They all work for no pay. They work half an hour a week. The most unusual thing about it is not just that it's small, but whose money is in it. Donald Trump hasn't put any money into his own foundation since 2008. Instead, he's got other people to donate, and then he sort of gives their money away to people who are under the impression that they're getting Donald Trump's money.
So when you say other people to put money in, what sort of people are we talking about?
Well, a lot of them don't want to talk, but the biggest donation you can see in tax filings is from Vince and Linda McMahon, the WWE moguls. Trump was on WrestleMania in 2007, and in that year, in 2009, the McMahons gave a total of $5 million. Now, we know that was not Trump's payment for WrestleMania. He got paid separately.